Welcome to Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Amanita Marks, and joining us is linebacker Keith Rivers. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And welcome to the Giants. This is your first year.
This is my first year. You know, I was in Cincinnati for the last 4 years. That's where I was drafted, and now I'm here and excited, having a great time.
So how do you like Big Blue?
I love New York. New York's always been arguably my favorite city. I came here my rookie year in 08, and I've been coming here as much as I can since then. So,
in talking to a lot of players who played on different teams, it seems like there's this universal, like, they love the Giants organization. What's the one thing that stands out to you that you feel makes the Giants organization one of the best in the NFL?
It's just first class all the way. I mean, from the food to everybody who works here, it's a pleasurable environment to be in every day. You love coming to work every day.
Well, let's talk about your season so far. You've come in to play for the Giants, and up in Albany, you had a great camp. Talk about the camp and how well you did preseason.
Camp was fun. I just tried to improve every day. I was, obviously I was in a situation where I came here, so to this day, I have a lot to prove every day I get on the field. But for me, it was the off season was huge, training really hard to come out and make a good impression. You want to get one first impression, right?
Was it? You're absolutely right. But it seemed like your first impression was a great one. I mean, Perry Fuel, a lot of the defensive coaches up in Albany said fantastic things about you throughout the entire preseason, and they still do now. But what's the most difficult? Is learning a new defensive system? Would you say that's one of the most difficult things in changing teams, Keith?
Not necessarily. As far as changing teams, just for the fact that you've been in the NFL for a long time, so now you kind of have an idea of how offenses are trying to attack defenses, especially certain coverages. Everything's somewhat similar, so you kind of got to find the similarities in the call from what you're used to, and just kind of navigate it through it like that. And you're older, so this is your job. So you take more time and more pride in studying every night, and so that you can go out in the field and play faster and with less inhibition.
Now, is it a big coup to play for the Giants, considering they have arguably one of the best defensive lines in the NFL, where really you don't have to worry so much about going up against offensive linemen? It's typically fullbacks and wide-open running backs you have to tackle as a linebacking crew?
It's great. It's truly a pleasure to watch those guys work. I mean, they go out there and they're relentless. And, it's different. When you're not the center of the attention, you can sneak by a little bit and make a few extra plays because everybody's focused on those D linemen.
Now, you got some playing time this past week against the San Francisco 49ers, and what a great victory. Congratulations.
Thanks.
It looks like Jaquan Williams, unfortunately, is dealing with a knee issue. So your presence, your play, maybe even needed greater this coming week here against the Washington Redskins.
I think I'll see a little bit increased role coming off the hamstrings, and hopefully those are behind me and continue to move forward, and hopefully I can just compete and contribute however the coaches see fit.
Now, you and I spoke actually before the San Francisco 49ers game. I kind of pulled you aside and said, how do you stop Vernon Davis? Sure enough, you did. Not only did you stop Vernon Davis, but also Frank Gore. Kind of talk about the defense. I was impressed. I think across nationally, people were impressed with the way you guys played against the San Francisco 49ers. How did you stop those two players?
Coach Fuel had a great game plan, and guys just executed to their responsibilities. That's really what it all boils down to. The coaches do an excellent job during the week preparing us, and we go out there on Sundays and execute.
Now, this coming week, as I said, the Washington Redskins, an NFC East opponent, do you feel that there's kind of this heightened more concentration in the film room, at practice, in the locker room? Are you feeling a different sense because it's an NFC East opponent and you need to win this game?
It's always definitely a heightened, especially when it's a division team, and even more so the fact that we're 0-2 in the division, so it's definitely a must-win, and you're doing everything to prepare to be victorious on Sunday.
He is Keith Rivers, linebacker for your New York Giants. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to dive into the Redskins matchup. I want to hear your thoughts on RG3 and a lot more. We'll be right back.
Hi. Do you like fun?
How about friends?
Okay. What do you think about paying for things?
Oh, you don't like that.
So you're a free man.
Well, if you have the internet and a desire to reign supreme over all living creatures, then I've got a little ding-dong for your Liberty Bell. It's called NFL.com Fantasy Football. and it's about as hard as lacing up a loafer.
Go to NFL.com/fantasy to sign up now.
It's serious fun.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
The philanthropic funding that they give us helps a lot with different resources we have, like our Child Life program and the ice cream social that our patients were invited to. So just very important, essential things that they help us with.
Here we go.
I was in a real tight spot, and when it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
Do you want sprinkles on yours?
If our finances are hurting, they help out. If we need counseling, they're there in an instant, and it's a really good organization.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
Effort and determination is everything. Making sure you're beating your opponent on every down.
Touchdown, Giants!
Making sure you catch every ball.
Off the deflection!
Fighting for every yard. Making sure that every time you touch that football, you're striving for excellence and you're striving for each and every touchdown that you can make or achieve.
99 yards!
Big Blue, it's who we are.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks with linebacker Keith Rivers. And before we do dive into the Washington Redskins, just some interesting information about yourself. Born in Florida, went to school at USC. You travel a lot.
I try to, yeah.
And so what's the most exotic place you've been to?
I kind of just started my traveling since I've been in the NFL. So, one offseason did Paris, Amsterdam, London. You know, last offseason I did stop in Paris and to Amalfi Coast and Capri.
Nice.
A Cabo, because I live in Los Angeles, so that's a quick hit. But I think when I'm done playing football, I would love to go watch the migration in the fall. You know, that's the only time you can really catch it. When we get done with football, summertime in Africa. So I think that's the...
You want to go to business school as well, you said.
I would love to go to business school. Hopefully I get a good enough score on the GMAT at some point.
I'm sure you'll do great. Let's talk about the matchup. Interesting, the Giants don't play as well at home, Keith, as they do on the road. Why is that?
I'm not sure. I mean, you definitely want to play better at home, but I'm sure things will pick up this week.
Let's talk about RG3. I'm actually really, this is probably, I've had this date marked on my calendar for a while. Because he's so explosive and he's so much fun to watch. Are you guys, I heard JPP say he's excited to play against him. Are you guys a little bit more amped up for this game because it is RG3?
Yeah, definitely. I know he's a phenom rookie and he's doing an excellent job for them. He's one of the fastest guys arguably on the field, so it's definitely a big challenge. And as a competitor, you're always up for every challenge. So.
And hearing Antrel Roll talk to the media this week, he said he mimics more Cam Newton than he does Michael Vick. Can you kind of explain those nuances? Why is that?
I think they're both looking to pass a little bit more. I mean, obviously Vick's more of a passer these days, but he's always running, looking for the pass. I mean, and just his legs are kind of a byproduct of nothing being there, and I mean he uses them well.
Now you guys, there's an opportunity. Fingers crossed. You guys get Chris Canty back this week. In the middle of that defensive line. How excited are you guys if, of course, he can suit up and play on Sunday?
That would be great, especially for linebackers. You know, a big guy like that taking two is always a bonus to have on the field, and especially his veteran leadership. And, he's a phenomenal player, not to mention that. So.
And going into a game with RG3, I hear a lot the word contain. So to have Chris Canty there in the middle of the line and being able to contain RG3 to kind of keep him in the middle, then...
Yeah, it'd be amazing. You know, like I said, Canty's a phenomenal player. He's a big guy. He's a huge guy. And, one of the guys that can push the pocket, with those guys on the ends, could really corral this guy.
Talk about Alfred Morris. This is a guy that kind of hit the scene. Not really big expectations coming into the season, but he's done extremely well. It kind of begins with their running game, does it not?
Yeah, definitely. They suck you up with the run, and then when you're thinking run, You know, they bomb you deep, or, you know, they bomb you, like, they're just hitting you, hitting little routes over the middle. So they're, you know, he's definitely been done an awesome job for them. And like I said, he's been unexpected, but, you know, we know about him, and we're excited for the challenge that he brings as well.
And let's talk about the offensive line. Mike Shanahan, he just always seems to have either great offensive linemen or just the zone blocking that they do use is one of the best in the NFL.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. You know, he's not bringing in anybody who can't do his scheme, and, you know, those guys are doing a great job over there for, you know, for him, and how he's expecting them to block for the running backs and RG3.
Now, this past week against the San Francisco 49ers, the defensive line was able to, I guess, increase their sack total, something that they've been wanting to do. So you see that kind of carrying over into this game, Keith?
Or hopefully? You know, hopefully and definitely. You know, these guys are great, and when there's a little lull, they definitely know about it, and they know about it, and they're going to make sure, you know, to bring the heat and get back up there.
Now let's talk about the weapons that RG3 has to throw to, and first and foremost, Fred Davis. As I said, you guys did an excellent job against Vernon Davis, going up against another Davis this week, and Fred Davis. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on that tight end?
My thoughts are, you know, I'm excited to play against him. I hadn't played against him since college, you know, when we used to play against each other every day in practice. So it's going to be fun to go up against him again.
And wide receivers, it sounds like Pierre Garçon did not practice today. Not sure if they're going to have him as part of their wide receiving core. But, you know, you look at their wide receiving core, no one that really kind of screams out to you. So your thoughts on that type of their passing game, especially a downfield threat?
You know, I think they're still going to do well. You know, they went in the offseason and beefed up their receiving corps, so they got a ton of guys. I think all of them are capable of executing the game plan for them.
All right, last question really quick before we sign off, and we do bring John Schmelk in. We say goodbye to you. What's the one key? What's the one thing the Giants defense has to do this week, Keith, to beat the Washington Redskins?
I think the number one key every week is stop the run. Stop the run.
Stop Alfred Morris. So if Alfred Morris does not rush for over 100 yards, Giants win.
That's usually how it works.
Again, he's Keith River. Thank you so much for joining
us.
It really was a pleasure having you in studio. We're going to make the switch. John Schmelk joins me. We're going to continue to talk about the matchup. In the meantime, Giants players, specifically Dominic Hixon, visited West Point. Let's take a look at that visit while we make the switch. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's up? We're here at West Point and just having a blast. A lot of Giants fans, and actually ran into some people I met, you know, during autograph day at the stadium, so that was cool.
That was awesome,
that
right?
That was the first.
There
he
is.
Yeah, what's up, man? How you doing? Good to see you. I'm Jim Portal.
Jim, welcome to West Point.
All right, great. One of the firefighters asked me to sign a hard hat, and it was actually a hard hat that he had on when he was part of the cleanup crew, Ground Zero.
Thanks, man. Good luck to you.
It's an honor to have the Super Bowl champions here to give the appreciation to the firefighters who are able to protect those who defend the country.
So on behalf of the New York Giants, we want to present you, Chief, with a check from us and appreciate everything you guys
do. I appreciate your time and effort. I know you guys are very busy winning the next Super Bowl, and you're going to do that, right?
I appreciate it for sure.
Yeah.
I'm a big kid.
Oh, we're in.
You're in.
Then I headed to the school, talked to the kids, had a good time with them, had a lot of great questions. We talked about play 60.
Can anybody give me an example of what you can do for 60 minutes?
Yeah.
You can swim 60 minutes, what else?
It was great to have the Giants come in to hear them discuss about the importance of hard work, making good choices, eating right, taking care of their bodies. It's important that kids hear that message, and who better to hear that from than a professional athlete that the kids look up to.
We appreciate you guys. Thank you for having us. I'm about to say, do well in school, play 60, and have a great year, okay?
Then we went to campus. It's branch week.
Jim Cordell.
Hi.
Dominic Hixon.
Steve Lancianis.
How you doing, Dominic?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
So So they have the different branches. You have the aviation, got into an Apache, Blackhawk.
Yeah, you're a little bit of a big guy for this helicopter.
We did the Giants flyover last week.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
I did it once before, so to do it again, I was excited.
Yeah, that was...
We'll take you around in the back and let you look in the back, and then we'll put you in each of the positions. But in a minute, it'll fire 180 of those. But we use that for, like, if we have, like, a dismount.
Yeah, it's like what I do on Call of Duty. Y'all do it for real.
Yeah.
Got a more of an appreciation even than before for what the men and women of our country do. They put their lives on the line, you know, every day for us, you know, before we can, you know, live free and go around and play football on Sundays. So, you know, they make it happen. And, you know, hopefully we can provide some entertainment on Sundays for them.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess and Anita Marks, and we have made the switch. What does that mean? John Schmelk joins me in studio. We're going to continue to talk about the matchup, the Giants against the Washington Redskins Sunday here at MetLife Stadium. And let's talk about practice today. Great news, wide receiver Hakeem Nicks able to practice 2 days in a row. That's huge, John.
That is good news, and that means maybe both injuries, both the foot and the knee, are starting to heal. He'll get back on a normal practice schedule. I'm frankly surprised by it, because in the game last week to San Francisco, at least to my eyes, he did not look like normal Hakeem Nicks. You saw that first deep pass, and I think it was the first possession of the game. It went over his head. It looked like he didn't have that second gear to explode to get to the ball, but if he's practicing 2 straight days, he must be getting healthier. That's a good thing for Big Blue.
Really quick, I just want to apologize to our viewers. Unfortunately, our phone lines are down. Typically, with the show, you're able to call into the show and talk to the Giants player as well as John Schmelk, so unfortunately, we apologize. Hopefully, we'll have them back up for you next Thursday. Also, running back Ahmad Bradshaw practiced today. So the injury list is getting shorter and shorter.
And Ahmad Bradshaw spoke to the media today. They asked him if that foot injury and his the fact he didn't practice yesterday had to do with, you know, his fractures and all the problems he's had in the past. He said no. A player just happened to step on his foot in the game against San Francisco. So he apparently is okay as well. However, Coach Coughlin did say today that he would expect all 3 running backs, Ahmad Bradshaw, of course, Andre Brown, and David Wilson, will all get action running the ball. So it looks like we're getting back into that Earth, Wind, and Fire scenario from a few years ago.
Let's get into that in a hot second.
Sure.
I do want to talk about Chris Canty. This is a big coup. And is that the word
sure,
of the data?
Why not?
I'm using coup. The word coup.
Chris Canty, coup,
like
a lot of
the third time I've used it.
Alliteration, why not?
Perry Fuel, a few weeks ago, said that this defense is just not as good as it could be and will not be until he gets Chris Canty back. This could be the week, John.
Yeah, but how good is Chris Canty going to be? He hasn't actually had contact on a football field since last February. He's practiced only 2 or 3 days. So even if he is activated and plays Sunday, which I think is a possibility, I think it's about 50-50 whether or not he puts a uniform on. They have the easy solution, Darrell Scott, and knee surgery this year. So they have the roster spot if they want to use it on him. But even if he does play, how effective is he going to be? How many plays can he go? I can't imagine he's going to go more than 15 or 20 plays. When Chris Canty spoke to the media yesterday, he did not sound very optimistic. He seemed disappointed in how he was in practice. I got to get better. I'm not there yet. My rhythm is off. And that's to be expected. He hasn't played football in a long time. So we'll see if he goes and if he goes, how effective he'll be.
All right, let's talk about the running back situation because, again, we talk about it each and every week. And I know my Twitter, your Twitter, absolutely blows up with questions about David Wilson. Fans love this young man, first-round draft pick. Andre Brown got a lot of time with the first team practicing yesterday. How do you see this three-dimension running backs kind of play out on Sunday against the Redskins?
Yeah, yesterday with Ahmad Bradshaw out, you mentioned that David Wilson and Andre Brown split the first team carries. And I think the coaching staff is gaining more confidence in David Wilson. We saw him get a lot of carries at the end of that 49er game when the game was a little bit out of hand. So I think you'll see all 3 guys. You'll see David Wilson where he's strongest, in space, draws, pitches, things like that. Ahmad Bradshaw, you've seen what he's done the last few weeks. Then, of course, Andre Brown is that bruiser inside. So I think there's a role for all 3. But I think the most important thing here is the way the Giants' offensive line is playing and blocking right now It doesn't matter what running back you have in there. They're going to have success. They're blocking. They're playing great football.
Let's talk about the offensive line. And a big question, of course, for Kevin Gilbride, offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride today, is as David Deal continues to get healthier, how is he going to be utilized? I mean, he was a starting offensive lineman, but Sean Locklear's really fit the bill quite nicely. We saw David Deal come in for that jumbo package. Moving forward, as Deal gets healthier and he's going to want more playing time, how do you see this playing out?
I will quote the great Carl Banks. If it ain't broke, Don't break it.
Oh, okay.
That's what he says. So why mess with a good thing? The Giants have run the ball as well as they have in a couple years the last 3 weeks with Beattie at left tackle and Locklear at right tackle. I'm not messing with that. And you know what? David Deal's a veteran. He's a team guy. If he sees the team and the offense having success, he's going to be okay with it.
I do want to go one step further with David Wilson in regard to special teams. Both the Cleveland Browns and the San Francisco 49ers, not great with their coverage. How are the Redskins? The Giants have had great field position where they've been starting their series. Can we anticipate that this week against the Redskins, John?
Hey, look, the Redskins' pass defense is an absolute nightmare. They are last in the NFL in terms of passing yards allowed. They're last in the NFL in terms of touchdowns allowed. 26 plays of more of 20-plus yards over the course of the year. That's third worst in the league. They are just not very good. Every one of the quarterbacks they faced has thrown for 300 yards, except for one, Josh Freeman. He threw for 299. So you can beat these guys through the air. They have a ton of injuries back there. Guys have had to move around a lot in that secondary. You can beat them down the field. They switch things up. They blitz. They play, Kevin Gilbride talked about it today, this weird three-deep zone, which usually only play in prevent spots. They're playing it on first or second down. They mix things up a lot, but their numbers are bad. This could be a huge game for Eli Manning, Victor Cruz, and Akeem Nicks.
So it doesn't matter where Eli Manning is. He can start on the five-yard line. Chances are he's gonna score a touchdown.
I'll tell you what, David Wilson has added a new facet to this. He really has. He has given the Giants great field position over the last few weeks, something the Giants haven't had in 5, 6, 10 years.
For John Schmoke and Anita Marks, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll dive into more specifically RG3. I want to get your thoughts on RG3, because I'm excited for this matchup.
I can tell.
I'm sure you are as well. We'll be right back.
Hi. Do you like fun? How about friends? Okay. What do you think about paying for things?
Oh, you don't like that.
So you're a free man.
Well, if you have the internet and a desire to reign supreme over all living creatures, then I've got a little ding-dong for your Liberty Bell. It's called NFL.com Fantasy Football. And it's about as hard as lacing up a loafer.
Go to NFL.com/fantasy to sign up now.
It's serious fun.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
The philanthropic funding that they give us helps a lot with different resources we have, like our Child Life program and the ice cream social that our patients were invited to. So just very important, essential things that they help us with.
Here we go. I was in a real tight spot, and when it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
Do you want sprinkles on yours?
If our finances are hurting, they help out. If we need counseling, they're there in an instant, and it's a really good organization.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
Effort and determination is everything. Making sure you're beating your opponent on every down.
Touchdown, Giants!
Making sure you catch every ball.
Off the deflection!
Fighting for every yard. Making sure that every time you touch that football, you're striving for excellence and you're striving for each and every touchdown that you can make or achieve.
99 yards!
Big Blue, it's who we are.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks with John Schmelk. And before we start looking at the Washington Redskins, interesting to get your opinion on tight end Martellus Bennett. Really has been a non-factor the past two games. Of course, we know he's suffered somewhat of a knee issue. But could this be the game against the Redskins, since you said they're so easy to pass against, that Martellus Bennett becomes more of a part of the offense and its success?
Well, he has been MIA, but I don't think it's because they somehow said, we don't want Martellus Bennett involved in the game plan this week. Like you mentioned, he hurt his knee a couple weeks ago. I think that legitimately hurt his mobility. And last week, you were going up against one of the best pass coverage linebackers in the NFL and Patrick Willis. So I think he's always been in the game plan. He'll be in the game plan again this week. But remember, London Fletcher is a very good guy in pass coverage. He's mobile. Despite his age, he can cover too. So he'll try to get to Martellus Bennett. But if Victor Cruz and Akeem Nicks are running all over the place 40 yards down the field on the sideline, they'll probably go to those guys too.
All right, let's talk about RG3. Your thoughts on him and the threat that he does pose against this Giants defense.
Now, everyone likes to talk about his running and his athleticism, and that's great. You saw the 76-yard touchdown run last week. That's fantastic. But what separates him is his passing ability. He leads the NFL in completion percentage at 70%. He's second in yards per completion to only to Cam Newton. Granted, a lot of that is on yards after the catch. That's fine. He's still doing it. And he is such poise. He's the second best quarterback in the NFL, quarterback rating-wise, against the blitz. So if you're a young guy, rattle and throw some blitzes at him, no. Doesn't work. This kid is wise beyond his years. He's a good passing quarterback. He's not just a runner.
Also, interesting stat, from the time that he gets the snap to the time that he releases the ball, I want to say it's like 2.7 seconds, something ridiculous like that, where quarterbacks, you know, they beg their offensive linemen for at least 3 seconds. It's like he doesn't even need it. He has such a quick release, and he knows exactly, he knows that West Coast offense. He knows where to get the ball off to.
No doubt about it. They want to throw that short to intermediate pass and then create opportunities for yards after the catch. That's where they get a ton of their yards on offense. And with his legs, unlike maybe a Newton or a Vic who want to run it, what Griffin III does is he'll use his legs to create more time to throw the ball, a little bit kind of like Tony Romo does for the Cowboys, where he'll create time, wait for his receivers to uncover, and that's when he'll try to beat you downfield for a big play.
And I know there's so much talk about RG3, but also there's Alfred Morris. Talked about him with Keith Rivers for a minute. It begins and ends, really, with that rushing attack, and how balanced of an offense are they, John?
They've rushed it 40 more times than they've passed it this year. Some of that has to do with all the times RG3 runs it right. On passing plays, too, sure. But it's a balanced offense, and everything they do in the passing game starts with the run. Their passing plays look like run plays at the start. They do a lot of play-action pass. Everything they do starts with the run. They're very effective on first down, one of the best first down teams in the league. That's because of that running game. He's fourth in the league in rushing attempts and in rushing yards. He's getting it into the end zone. And his ability and RG3's ability is very apparent inside the 10. In goal-to-go situations this year, the Redskins have been there 12 times. They have 12 scores. 11 have been touchdowns. They know how to get the ball in the end zone.
Now, talking about the wide receiving core, reports today out of Washington, Pierre Garçon was not able to practice. There's nobody on this wide receiving core that, like, screams out to me, like, top player, big threat, have to be concerned. This is arguably maybe one of the less talented wide receiving cores the Giants have faced this season.
Well, Garçon,
you say that's fair?
Garçon is a guy that could beat you downfield, and with him not there, you're right. They don't have that big threat guy because Santana Moss doesn't have that breakaway speed that he used to have, more of a short intermediate range guy now. You know, Josh Morgan's a possession receiver. Tankerson's the same thing. These guys are not going to beat you down the field. So, yeah, you're not going to see that big, dangerous playmaker than you've seen from most Giants opponents this year.
Now, we talked about the Washington Redskins defense against the pass, which we're anticipating Eli Manning to have a monster day, but they're actually quite good against the run.
They are a top 10 run defense. They're ranked ninth in the league. They hold teams, I believe, to 3.9 yards per carry. They bring their safeties up to help in that running attack. And look, the Giants aren't going to care about that, though. They've been running the ball well. Tom Coughlin, what does he love? Balance. He's going to want to run the ball anyway, and they're going to challenge that Redskins defense, who really, despite their injuries with Carricker and Arakpo, have a very stout defensive line. A lot of big guys like Barry Cofield, Kerrigan, a linebacker. These are big, strong guys that know how to fill gaps and stop the run, but that will not deter the Giants from trying to push the ball on the ground.
And London Fletcher, of course.
Of course. The ageless one.
Long in the tooth, but one of the best out there.
No doubt.
Less than a minute left in the show. Your keys to the game, as always.
All right, here we go.
Give me three good ones, John.
It starts and ends with Alfred Morris. You stop the run. You limit their production on first down. Number two, tackle. stop yards after the catch. You tackle Morris and RG3, you prevent big plays. And number three, and this is where you have to do it, through the air on offense, make the big play, attack that Redskins secondary. That's where they're weak.
Fantastic. Again, for John Schmelk, Anita Marks, we want to thank Keith Rivers, who joined us in studio as well. We thank you for tuning in. We're here every Thursday, Giants.com. This Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. You can watch a little bit later on this evening on Verizon Fios One. Have a great night, everybody.